With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
We went to the antique fair in Colorado Springs yesterday.
That's fun. Cool. Yeah. That's totally up her alley.
Yeah.
I'm sure she had a great time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't imagine anything worse than that on the planet.
I would go with
it. Really?
Old stuff?
You
yes.
Don't like looking at, I don't know.
No. Other people's crap?
It's kind of like, but valuable.
And it smells.
Well, there's that too.
I remember going to antique shops when I was young. There's a, is it the patine or whatever?
Patina.
It's patine. Yeah, it just smells like.
Osteoporosis.
Yeah, it smells like old people and rot. And
oh
rust.
God.
And like, and then you touch things, and you get that smell like you've been handling money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you've touched pennies.
I always have that smell on my.
Oh, gross. It's, oh my God. Everyone in this room is into that?
I would have gone.
Yeah, it was
cool. There were also a lot of booths that were not antiques. They were new stuff. It was like, just because you're selling something out of your garage, does that make it an antique? Like, if you made it in your garage last weekend, it's not an antique.
No.
Right.
So they were there.
So it's more of like a, what do you call that? Like a swap meet or
like a flea market.
Flea market, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good.
Does it cost to get in?
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't.
I stood kind of far back just so I wouldn't hear. And just get us in. Well, so I don't know how much.
I bet it was only like.
I chose to not know.
$5, $10 a person?
Just you and your wife went?
And we took Leo.
Okay. And then is there food items? Is there like giant turkey legs? Is it really like Mile High Flea Market?
They had some food trucks.
Okay.
And like kettle corn.
I can't say anything because I am so outnumbered on this show, but like I think it's one of the weirdest things somebody could do is just go look at like people who go garage sailing. I feel the same way about you. Like I get it. You're trying to get a bargain or whatever, but that's their trash.
I was going to say yard sales. It's like people tanning their garden.
That's exactly what it is.
Set it out there in the sun and let it tan.
It's just, did you buy anything?
She bought a couple things, some jewelry. She bought a jacket.
And they're worth buku.
Did she buy some of the stuff? Did you see that thing about what's coming back? All the crap that's coming back. The Gen Z people. I know your wife is not Gen Z, but the crap that's all that year 2000 crap is coming back.
Y2K.
Like I saw Dua Lipa on TV and I was like, oh my God. She's wearing
the beads.
It's the beaded necklace. She had a mushroom hanging off of it and a big old rainbow and all this stuff where it's like, 12-year-olds were in 2000. Like, what?
The good thing, though, is the ladies' low-rise jeans. Aren't they
hip-hop? Oh, God.
Yeah, they,
no.
Yep.
No.
Is that the rise? I can't remember the rise.
There's something that's going to be sexy.
No.
But,
they are wearing kind of crop-toppy.
Yep, crop-toppy.
I mean, you can't escape crop-tops. They're everywhere and have been.
Okay.
But that beaded necklace,
and the
are they
hats?
Buying the real beaded necklaces or is somebody making new ones?
No, there are big jewelers making like real gold plated with beads. It's weird.
Like legit, I don't know if they're the mushrooms from Mario on there or, but it looks like she's 12. I mean, she's kind of cute, so it's like, it's working on her, but it's like.
I think the boys will be bucket. Is it the
I
bucket
can't
hat?
Stand the bucket hats, and they're everywhere. Everybody's wearing them, and I just can't get behind it. I know I am outnumbered, and literally guys, girls, all different ages, designers have their own. It's not stopping. It's just getting more popular. I can't stand it.
I can't stop it.
It drives. I'm just like, what is that?
See, how you feel about that is how I feel about antiques. It's like, it's the same. I want to stop it. I just want everybody to throw their crap away and move on.
Well, if it's any consolation, I learned from the Antiques Roadshow, which I watch religiously. It's that young generation. They cannot give any less of a crap about antiques
right.
and old stuff. And that's what's going to kill that whole
but
industry.
But then they're into this. They're into the Y2K. So they're into just back 20 years, not back 50 years.
If it's brown wood, it's pretty much worthless. I don't care if it's from the 17th century. It's all the prices have just bought.
But I know some Gen Z kids who are doing the Tom Hanks thing and totally into typewriters.
Oh, okay.
What would you, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
And they're, I'm talking spending, one of my nephews spent, I can't remember how much, but it was a ton of, for like the IBM Selectric.
Selectric 2. The ball elements?
Yes.
What I had in typing class. I'll never forget. You could take that ball element off, and I was sitting there like throwing it up and down till I felt this in the back of my neck with the typing teacher goes, you ever do that again?
Because you'll break. That's the most expensive part on that thing.
Well, they should tell you that. I mean, it's typing class. Why don't they lead off with that little bit of information?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind like taking a typewriter to a college class or something. I remember like when I took the ACT, somebody brought one of those giant calculators for the math segment. And it was hilarious. And I'm sure he did poorly on the test, but I like the guy.
So you get an Underwood typewriter.
Yeah. Clunk, 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 clunk,
clunk, clunk, clunk. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or a giant pencil. I always wanted to do that, too. Like those prize clown, pencils, you know? What? It's number two?
And you got to erase. You're like,
Did you drive your teachers crazy? I feel like you did.
Yeah.
Just with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just being a jerk of a teenager. Just and like,
punny.
What?
And
just,
yeah. We were real good at finding, like, the dress. Because, like, the girls had their shorts had to be a certain length, had to be the tips of your fingertips if you dropped your arms, but there was no length for guys, so we wore really short shorts. We didn't break any rules. What?
I'm the victim here.
It's the face you make when you're saying what, that I'm 100% behind Amber.
I hate myself too, all right? No, I get it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.